Doidi Tzach Ve'odim. My beloved is Tzach. So that's, he says, is V'lovon la'halbin avanos. It's white. He's white. So I guess white, so probably means white, like he wants to la'halbin avanos. He wants to whiten my sins. So one of the things that remember, this was all response to Madu Deich Midoy, right? The Umas Oyvim on his spoil, like Madu Deich Midoy. What is this? What is he so? Where is that Madu Deich Midoy?
Why do you give your life up?
Madu Deich Midoy. A pasuk test. Yeah. Kacho Yisrael in Umas Es Yisrael. Ma'alekicha mikol him. Shekach atim nisrofim nislov melov. Shkochish ba'aton elohid alvasecha. Two things. Number one, who is this God of yours, this beloved of yours, that you're willing to be burnt at the stake and crucified, you know, for him? Nisrofim v'nitzlovim. Slav is a cross. And shekochish ba'aton elohid alvasecha. You're so concerned that we should testify how much you love him. Who is this? Who's this guy that you got so devoted to and so concerned about his recognition and his realization of how much you love him? So first of all, he's tzach ve'odem. He's lovan l'halbin avinosai. Tzach ve'lovan kishenira b'sinai nira kizokin meira hirois v'chein b'shifta la'mishpot levushe kislag chiver. His like his clothing is like white as snow. I can't see these words, they're too small. I forgot my other glasses again. Kamar Nike. And his hair is like something clean wood or something. So, Memela, so what are we saying? Is Doidi Tzach V'odom. So, first of all, what I'm so enraptured with his love, with this, I'm willing to give my life for him because he appears as ready to whiten my sins. In other words, his love is so great for me that he's willing to forgive and to make away with my sins. And he's appeared white at Har Sinai. Kizokin meiro herois.
Where's the, I have a Rashi. It just says lava. Mo tzachu
chala.
What? And then it stops.
What? Yeah. Maybe you have the Rashi on the original. Oh, that's you have later. Move after Tezayin, you'll find Yud again. After Tezayin in Rashi, you'll find Yud.
Okay. Togel Mervava. Okay, I see. Dodi Tzach.
Yeah, the love and the Habra. So one thing I understand, you know why I love him? You know why I'm ready to give my life for him? You know why I'm so concerned that he knows how much I love him? Because you know what he does? He's Malbin Avanesa. That's a beautiful thing. That creates, in other words, the midah of forgiveness. He's willing to wipe away. I make mistakes. I do things against him. Wipes it away. It's a great, powerful expression of love. That's a motivator. But then he says, Tzach velovan, kishenira besinai nira kezokin meiro hirois.
Paskening shalos.
What?
He's like paskening. He's a posek.
Yeah, but no. Zokin meiro hirois. I guess an old person. Like an old, when I saw him at Sinai, when he sits in judgment, his garment is like white as snow, and the hair of his head like clean wood. So what?
Talking about like physical attributes during Pesach. I know it's not by Hashem, but
yeah, there's no physical attributes there, but he doesn't say what it represents.
Well, what's the connection between these attributes, whatever, ke'ilu, and like these situations, a zakein mara hara? Why not just
a
mara
hara? Obviously, there's something in a zakein. Again, remember, we want to answer the question, madoy deich midoy. All right? That's the question okay. We'll answer. The Umos Olam asked us that question. Again, Kacho Yushoalin Umos Es Yisrael. Mo Elokeichem Mikol Elohim Shekach Atem Nisrofim Nislofim Olof. So it's because he appeared at Har Sinai to Zokain Meira Hirois in Shivtel HaMishpot. What did you do at Har Sinai? What did you do at Har Sinai? Didn't have seen it, gave us the Torah.
Right?
So maybe he appeared as a Zokin Meiro Herois, and he says,
like teaching Dara? Like an old person who, like.
Either that or giving it over to him. Because now he can't be Meiro Herois after I said it. He's the Zokin Meiro Herois.
No.
A Zokin Meiro Herois, and he says, hey, I'll give it all to you. I'm the Godel Hador, yeah? I'm bestowing that the status upon you. Maybe that's what it is. Yeah,
sounds like it's the act.
You're there for test Zion, is you again, repeated. Okay. What do you say? So, Nira Kazakamayra Heroi, so Chaim Shifta La Mishpat Levusha, and he's, when he sits in judgment, he's white. What do you mean he's white? His hair is like clean wood. He's perfect. He's,
could Rabbi catch me up?
He sits in. Well, there's nothing to catch up. The Klal Yisrael is answering the Umos HaOlam why they love Hashem so much to give their lives, and why they make them swear that they'll testify to the love that they have. And the answer is because he's love and lahalben avinos. That I understand. He whitens my sins. That I understand. He loves me so much that he takes care of my sins. But what is it? It's tach velovon shekishenira b'sinai nira kezoken meiro herois. At Sinai he appeared like a zoken meiro herois. And also when he sits on mishpot, he sits with white garments, white as snow, and clean hair like clean wood.
It's like dignified. It's like very dignified, like a zoken.
Which Rashi is it?
First Rashi. Yud, the second time it says Yud. After the Pasuk Tazayin, it goes back to Yud.
Oh, I see. Now we're in the Nimshal, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I can't make up a story. What do you say?
I don't know.
You can't make up a story either. So far, we made up stories on everything.
What's wrong with Zaken Mara Rose?
Yeah, that's the answer why I'm inspired to love him.
I mean, it's not Zaken
Mara Rose is like a Tam Chacham, like someone who's wise, who's able to bestow his experience.
Okay, Zaken means he knows what he's doing. He's wise. And
he's able to teach from based on his experience. No?
Okay. That's good. I'll take that. In other words, you know what inspires me? Having someone who tells me what I have to do in life.
Like
I love that.
Like a reliable source?
That's right, a reliable source. A Zokin Meiroi Royce. You do this, winner. That engenders love. We think that his heroics engenders rebellion and resentment. Oh, God, this guy has too much pressure. That's the way we talk. But in reality, I tell you everything you have to do. I'm a Zokin, I know.
It takes off the pressure.
What?
Yeah, almost
that's
like
right. I tell you what to do. You do what I tell you. Everything is fine. I tell you exactly what to do. That's one. And when he sits in judgment, he sits with white. The Pshat is, his judgments are untainted. Just like white is said, referred to Lahal bin Abaynoisai, right? So it's also when he sits in judgment, he sits in white. In other words, he's sitting in white. Maybe we have to say the same thing. V'halben v'lovon tzach v'lovon v'lovon. Maybe that's what we'll say. You hear? He said before, he's l'halben avinoisai. So the pshat is like this. You know why I love Hashem? Like this. He's interested in forgiving my sins, whitening my sins. But there's two things. That number one, he tells me everything I have to do. I know with absolute authority all the heroes what to do. And when it comes to judging me, whether I lived up to the directives or not, he sits in white with his hair clean, just looking to the halbin of race. Refer it back to that. Otherwise, hair has to be clean.
Like sitting in white is like rachana. It's like
Like
Hashem is like.
I guess when you say he's white, in other words, he's white. When he sits in white in judgment, he means he wants to whiten the judgment. It's like a remez. Like,
symbolism.
What symbol? Yeah.
Hashem is like the biggest marahata for us.
Yeah. If I put on my white coat, well, white coat just take him away to the nut house. But I put on my white coat and I sit in judgment, so that I'm symbolizing that. I want clean judgments. So he's, on the one hand, he gives us heroes. We know exactly what to do. And, I got it. That's what takes off the pressure. He gives us heroes. We love him for that. Tova imtim saloimar. That may be a little bit, I'll resent it, because it's true that he tells me everything to do, and there's a certain confidence in that, there's a certain minuchas ha-nefesh in that. On the other hand, there is pressure, he told me what to do. Don't worry, because he sits in judgment with white. When he judges how you fared in the keeping of his heroes, he's there looking the halbin out of his.
So it's like covering everything.
That's right. Yeah? That's beautiful. You know why I love him? What could be more lovable? Yeah? He gives me direction in life. He tells me, Gizokin Meiro Herois, I know everything I have to do. He gave me a Torah. Oy, I love him for that. I'm ready to give my life for that. I make sure Umay Soilam swear to me that you let him know how much I love him. It means so much to me, that relationship. And Toma, you'll think that, oh, you know, but now that you have all these heroes, you have too much lachas. You know how he sits in judgment? He puts on the white coat when he sits in judgment. He cleans his hair. He cleanses his hair. So the symbolism is, I'm judging you, but my goal is to cleanse you. My goal is to whiten you. My goal is to get the nits out of your hair. That's beautiful. Ay, Baruch Hashem. Okay, let's go right there. Very good. You got to be stubborn in this business. V'odoim, tzach v'odoim, lipora misoinov ki'inyin shenema madua odoim lil v'shecho. Why is your clothing red? So he exacts punishment from his enemies. Oh, so you know. So why do I love him? Why do I do? Who is this doy? Because I don't want him to punish me. Now let's think about this for a minute. Listen to this. Mado deich midoy. Kacho yoshal nesi yisrael. Ma'ale keicha mekol Elohim. Shikach atem nisrofim nislofim. Shikoch yishpatono lohoi lo ala vosecho. So one of the reasons is doidi is odoy. He's red. Lipora misoinov. He takes vengeance on his enemies. Do you know why I love him? I love him because he takes vengeance on his enemies. So why do I love him? Why am I ready to go to be crucified for him and to be burnt at the stake? Because he takes love on it, because he takes revenge on his enemies.
Maybe he'll take revenge from the people that are persecuting you Jews. Like, so we'll just drop it. Yeah. It's like increases your willingness, the knowledge of the retribution.
He just came out of your mouth. And if that is what I am to you, if that is what they love, that is.
So that would explain why you're nisrofim and it's slofim.
So you wouldn't call it a burden. You wouldn't categorize it.
It wouldn't explain lahoya lo al vasacha.
Yeah, but that really doesn't even explain that. I'm ready to give my life because he's going to take revenge.
It's not the only. It's
But it's
the reason really is because I love him. What's assisting me?
Yeah,
it's still difficult because someone's killing me.
So I'm really going to take revenge.
Burden is something else.
Has that helped me?
Yeah.
Do
it's not enough to give me the strength to give my life. You know what I mean? I would suggest something else. I would suggest in a loving relationship, you don't want to get on the bad side of the beloved. Now, if I know he's Lipora Misunov, I have another reason that I want to be Oyhavov. V'haftas Hashem Lekecha. You know, when you nisrof him and nisrof him, you became the mitzvah of haftas Hashem Lekecha, right? V'haftas Hashem Lekecha b'chol nafshecha. That's what you're doing, right? When you say Shikochish Batono, I want you to swear that about my love. Why? Because I want him to know. I want to express that love, and I want him to know how much I love him. Because I don't want to be considered his enemy. I want to be considered his beloved. So I think that reading is a little easier in terms of the context of the question. But if that's the case, it's a very strange psychology. I want him, I love him, and I'm ready to give my life in love for him, and I want him to know about my love. Why? Because that love is motivated by the fact that if I don't love him,
that's just a threat.
In other words, you need the threat in the background. He's doing the tzach, the odor. Even when a person has such love that he loves Hashem because he's given me direction and he's mal bin avinoisai, so I see everything is good, he wants only for my good, and that motivates me to love him. But you need something else as well. Even when there's ava, you need a little bit of yira in the closet. You know, you should love him. I love him, yeah, but you should know I'll give another reason to love him. Because if you don't love him, by him, if you don't love me, I hate him. I mean, it's like, as far as he's concerned, you're his enemy, right? Either my friend or my enemy. Hey, I said once, many times, I said, there's a mitzvah of Yiras Hashem. And from the Rambam, the way the Chofetz Chaim says it, it's mashma, it's talking about Yiras HaOinish. The problem is that Rambam says that we shouldn't serve Hashem from Yira, we should serve it from Ahava. And Yira is only for the Pchusi. That's what it says in Berek Yud, I think, from this Tshuva. It says Yira is for the Pchusi, the Ketanim, the women. The person who really learned Musa and Torah and this elevated himself, he should serve Hashem from love. So why is there a mitzvah of Yira so English? You mean the mitzvah is not for the Chofetz Chaim, the mitzvah is not for the Vilna Goyim, the mitzvah is only for me? Right? Why should there be a mitzvah of Yiras HaOinish if we're not supposed to serve Hashem from Yira? We have to, the motivation has to be Ahava. But there has to be a stick in the closet. When push comes to shove, if the Ahava ain't doing it, hey man, you're going to burn. Okay, getting back onto the love plane. But sometimes we need that stick that reminds us that you got to do it, you got to behave. You hear what I'm saying?
About being afraid of the alternative to Ahava doesn't actually in itself engender Ahava. It's just
maybe it does. Maybe that's good for the point. Because it keeps the Ahava, I might slack him. I don't want to slack him because
it's a motivation to focus on whatever would cause love.
Yeah, and it's
but it itself doesn't cause love.
It's a motivation not to lose that status. To keep the status of Oyhavov instead of Soinov. Because I want to stay as far away from Soinov as possible, because Soinov, that's the pits.
Isn't Yira the recognition of Hashem's Romus?
It's a different kind of Yira. That's a different kind of Yira. That's not Yira Soinish. That's
Yours onus is a limited.
Is that the one? Is that the year that when people refer to you? That's what they refer to. Yeah, the pashtus. That's the simple year. You dvar aver bol yotchan. You can't be
mezgav.
I'm gonna burn if I do this.
Okay,
I won't do it. Right. Oh, anyway, so I think maybe that's dipshat. In other words, we need that motivation in the to keep the ava on intact.
But this lady thinks that he's gonna hurt her if she doesn't love him.
Yeah. What?
This is the woman is.
I know the mashal and nimshal here are not perfect. In fact, I would suggest that's probably why he says them separately, because he's not explaining them in the most perfect parallel. But we forget that we don't care the mashal right now. But the nimshal is this: I love him, and I'm ready to give my life. You know why? First of all, he's kazok in meir herois yipir hasina. He gives us direction. Second of all, when he judges whether we've been loyal to that direction or not, he puts on white. He's ready to be malbin avinoisai. Third of all, I know in the back of my mind that if I lose this status of love, then so in other words, in the back of my let's talk tachlis. See here, he has to give his life. They're ready to kill him. I love Hashem. I'm ready to give my life. I know. You know something? If I don't give my life now, I'm going to be not oyavo, but soinov, and he's going to take care of me. That keeps me, not just keeps me to do it, but keeps me on the track of love. Because I really want the love. I really want the love. I love
it. Sounds like
two absolutes. If I didn't love him, I wouldn't be holding by maybe giving my life, right? I love him. I'm ready to give my life. But I start to hesitate. I said, no, my life. It's all over. That's it. What can I do? Hey, you know something? If you don't give your life now, then he's going to take it from you. He's going to do something for you. That's the case. All of a sudden, I get rid of that distraction, and I'm back to the
love. That sounds like two absolutes. Either love me, or either you're with me or against me. Is that, I don't know if Hashem works that way.
I guess on a certain level, if you don't love him, then you're his enemy.
How can you don't give up your life for Hashem?
What?
If you don't give up your life for Hashem,
if you don't give up your life,
you're an enemy. Well, then you're just faint-hearted.
Look what you have to do. You know why they get? You know why you're nisrovim and nislovim? Because you refuse to convert. Why did they burn them at the stake? Because they were infidels. Why did they hang them on the cross? Because they refuse to convert.
So if you would convert, you'd be a son.
That's right.
In this case.
That's
in this
right.
Particular.
Well, that's what he's referring to. Where does that koyach come from? That koyach comes where I know that backing up the love has to be that sense of, I know the alternative. Because we're human. When the stakes are high, we get very human. Okay, let's just finish the pasuk because we didn't. Dogul meir vovo. He's surrounded by all kinds of hosts. I don't know. Many armies, harbe chayolo is makifin oisay, surrounded by many armies. So
this is Hashem's the power swaro. Hashem is a powerful.
So what? So I love power.
I asked that question last time. I didn't think it was a kasha.
The power drive.
Hey, but so what?
It's a mila. Hashem is powerful.
Desire drive. Power drive.
Mm-hmm. It's not a spiritual mila. It's a metzias.
See, then you have to say the same thing. Sach ve'odom dogum. We have to say the same thing. That just like we said, I love him deeply, and I'm ready to give my life. But the only thing is, I start to waver. So number one, I realize that he's poraf misoinov, and number two, don't think you're going to get away with it. He's all powerful. You have to dehare how powerful he is in order not to think for a moment, hey, maybe I could, maybe, you know, no, his plan will be unfolded, his thing will happen. I guess you have to say something like that, that both we pora misoino that Odom and Dogel Merivov are both referring to aspects which should keep the love intact because of the fact that they have something unique. We have some. There's a power. There's a punishment, and there's a power there that you can't get away with. Okay.
Maybe there's something. I mean, I've said this before. I think, but maybe it's like you're when aside for the fact that you love a person would love Hashem for whatever for all the good reasons, but it's like it's a letdown that here he is being like, where is Hashem? Like, he's being nitzlav and nisraf. So that could be a counterforce to his love, that yeah, Hashem forgives your sins and he gave you a way to live life, so you're not, you know, wandering in the dark. But like, why isn't he taking care of me? So this is like, could this be like an answer to that? Like, don't worry, like he does pay back from his enemies. This is not the end game. Like, he does have the power.
It could be. Maybe that's what
it's clear either way.
Okay.
Okay. Shkoyach.
That is not respect.